2. Non-aggressive nature of Japanese become hindrance to the church life. Exercise spirit of faith to resist. 1. We must know the self, realizing ourselves to be the least. Judges 6:15. Gideon said to him, "Please, Lord, by what way can I serve Israel? My clan here is the poorest in Messiah, and I am the least in my father's house." 2. We must see the heavenly visions of Christ as a certainty and universality of God's internal economy. 3. We must offer up ourselves to God as a living sacrifice, according to His good, well-pleasing, and perfect will to have the reality and living of the body of Christ. We must be those who hear and answer the Lord's call in Revelations 2 and 3 for the overcomers. 4. We must tear down the idols in our heart, in our life and in our work for the Lord's testimony, realizing that on the one hand, God leads us into the enjoyment of Christ as life, life and power, and on the other hand, God is faithful to allow us to have financial difficulties, emotional sufferings, physical sufferings, and loss of natural goodness, in order that we would take Christ as our satisfaction, be filled with Christ and allow Him to have the first place in all things. To enter into this victorious life, we must know the self thoroughly. We must see that the self deserves only to die. Our end is God's beginning. 5. How the overcomers are selected is seen with the selections of the 300. By telling Gideon that he had too many people, God was indicating that he would fight for Israel. The first selection resulted in 22,000 leaving. 6. Those who left wanting to glorify themselves. Those who left were fearful and afraid. 7. The second selection was determined by how the people drank. Those who drank directly with their mouth were eliminated by God. Those who drank by bringing water in their hand to their mouth were selected by God because they were self-denying persons. By drinking in this way, they were able to watch diligently for any attack by the enemy. Judges 7:4-7. Then Jehovah said to Gideon, "The people are still too many." So he brought the people down to the water, a number of those who left the water into their mouth with their hand was 300 men. And Jehovah said to Gideon, "Through the 300 men who left I will save you, and I will deliver Midian into your hand, but let all other people go." 8. Those who have the chance to indulge themselves but will not do so are self-denying persons who have been dealt with by the cross, sacrificing their personal rest and comfort for the sake of God's purpose in the day of His warfare. 9. The overcomers are absolute for God's glory and are afraid of nothing except offering of the Lord and losing His presence. They allow the cross to deny it with the self. The three conditions by which God selects the overcomers are 1. Being absolute for God's glory, 2. Being afraid of nothing, and 3. Allowing the cross to deal with the self. One can judge for himself if he is an overcomer. God will test us, and we will be exposed as to whether or not we are overcomers. Applications to the serving ones. Generally speaking, Japanese people are diligent and serious. Mr. Mahathir, the former Prime Minister of Malaysia, pointed out that the diligence of the Japanese people contributed greatly to Japan's rapid growth after the war. On the other hand, business leaders in Europe and the US have pointed out the Japanese people's shortcomings are that they are closed-minded due to their insularity and that they are too conservative and cannot be aggressive due to really caring for the tribal matters. The conservative and uninventive nature of the Japanese is a hindrance to the church life in faith. 2 Timothy 1:6, for which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. 7. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. It is not the spirit of cowardice that you have received from God, but the Japanese-speaking saints are not accustomed to being bold, so they have a strong tendency to be unbelieving and coward. In other words, they don't exercise the spirit, they fall into their mind and become complicated, conservative, and cannot be aggressive. The Japanese-speaking saints should resist the tendency to be timid, knowing that without faith, God cannot do anything. Testimony. Before I was saved, I was a very timid person. However, I was not really aware of it because Japanese society itself is very conservative. After I was saved as a freshman in college, I read the Bible and entered into the church life. I began to realize that I was a very passive person. The church took us students to Taiwan every year to visit the church in Taiwan. The Taiwanese brothers and sisters were strong and bold, exercising their spirit. I was so shocked at this point. I asked myself, why is it so different? So I prayed as follows, Lord Jesus, why are we Japanese so timid in believing the words of the Bible? But I believe that faith can always break through the barriers of Japanese culture, no matter what the current situation is. If we change something, we can be like the churches in Taiwan. Since I have been praying in this way since college, the Lord led me to get married to a sister in Taiwan. As a result of this marriage, I have been in frequent fellowship not only with the sister and her families, but also with the saints and fellow workers in Taiwan. In particular, I listened to the fellowship with Brother Ouyang, Wu Yuchen, and Du Sui, and realized that by fellowshipping with the Lord, my conservative view of Japanese was destroyed. It was okay to be brave and bold. The layers of conservatism needed to be removed one by one. For another 25 years, I worked for foreign global companies where I was trained in business management and business strategy. I realized that these scientific trainings actually have similarities with the God-ordained way in the Bible, and underwent these trainings while calling on the name of the Lord. In this way, I'm learning to get out of the conservative culture of Japan and become aggressive in the Lord. An overcomer is the one who fears nothing. Prayer. The overcomer is the one who is absolute for the glory of God, fears nothing, and deals with self by the cross. If I become unbelieving, passive, and timid, I cannot have the Lord's presence. As a servant of the church, I will exercise my faith to be aggressive, strong, and bold.